first pack of midas. Third mishnah: Chamisha shorim halyu harabayis. Five gates to harabayis. That's what we mentioned in the first mishnah. There were five people watching on the five shari harabayis. Shnei shari chuldim ha'dorim. Two gates that were called chulda in the southern side of the base of Mikdash, and Shamsha Knesset Yitzhiyah. The city of Yerushalayim was predominantly on the southern side of the base of Mikdash, which today is really down the hill from what they call Shara Ashbot. Today, unfortunately, Jews do not live there. V'kipoynos min ha'mayrav. And in the western side, there was a gate called Kipoynos. Tefillah Yisrael says that Kipoynos is Greek for a rose garden, and maybe because the west is where the Pesach Kedoshim was, they called it after the roses. Klal Yisrael Nimsha the rose to rose in Shoshana Yaakov to Ovesam Lechav Nasa Nesna Shoshana Keshoshana Ben Achoichim Nakesam Sheyashirim Meshamish Knesset Yitzhiyah. Also, people used to go in and out of it. Todim and Atzofen. On the northern side, there was something called Tadi, which the Israel says is that it's also a translation of something unknown, concealed, because this was only used for special uses for people that would be embarrassing for them to go out the regular way if they were tummy. Lo yimishamish klum. That one was not used for regular going in and going out. So like I said before, what it means that it doesn't mean that it wasn't used at all, but it's only used periodically when somebody became tome carried, then it didn't have the regular type of in and out use. Sham is Rochi on the eastern side. Olav Shushan Habira Tzura. There was a design of Shushan Habira. Shvoika and Godl serves a pole, Chomazadeh, Yoitim, Laham Mishra. That was the eastern side is facing Mount of Olives, and therefore there's a gate in that direction for the people that would burn the Bar Aduma and be involved in that, and the people that were involved also in the burning of the Shar Mizrahi in the eastern side, which is facing Har HaZeisim, all of Shushan HaBira Tzura. There was a design of Shushan HaBira. Why? Because Persian kings commanded the Jewish people to make this tzura of Shushan HaBira, so they should recognize that the Persians are still in power. They were the world power at the time. Shabbat Kohen Godel Aserv Zapora Upar V'Chom Zadeh Yotzim Har Misha. That the opinion of this mission is like Rabbi Meir and Pora, and he holds that the Paradum has to be burned by the Kohen Godel that go out this gate to burn the Paradum over there.